Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, host of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. So, did you get to go deer hunting this week? Are you going today? If you're headed out today, we need you to call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-WCBM-680, and tell us where you're headed, what you're going for, and, you know, if you got the kids with you, sure, we'd love to talk to them, too. I think I'm going to go out a little later today with Jacob, wind up the last day of the season. We've both taken decent bucks here in the firearm season, and plenty of meat in the freezer. Excuse me. And I think we're going to try for sick of deer today. Yep. I think we're going to go to Dorchester County and give the sick of deer a shot. Jacob's never shot one, never even hunted for him. And I was fortunate enough to be blessed by taking a sick of deer last year. And you got to love the meat. I mean, the meat is just exquisite. Yes, indeed. If you've never had it, you need to get some. I mean, you need to find somebody that'll – nobody will. Nobody's going to give up a scrap of sick of deer meat just because you want to try some. Seriously, it's that good. It is extremely good. Last we had was a – next to the last roast that was left over from last year was a – did a pot roast with it, browned it in the bottom of the crock pot, you know, a little bit, and then added all the carrots and celery and potatoes and stuff. Oh, my. Made a little gravy, a little roux. Oh, I'll tell you what, you can't get better eating than good old Dorchester County or Maryland sick of deer, that's for sure. So we're going to give that a shot. We've got a good spot, private land in Dorchester, and we'll see how that works out. Like I said, Jacob's never been. Now, I have a question for you deer hunters out there, especially those of you who are sick of deer hunters. What caliber of firearm do you use? Now, I know, don't tell me buckshot. I know that, you know, that the only county in Maryland buckshot's legal is Dorchester. But if you're in a stand, okay, if you're in a stand on the marsh or in the woods down there, what caliber do you use for sick of deer? I mean, I've taken them with a 270. I've taken them with a 300 Win Mag. I've taken them with a crossbow. I've taken them with a compound bow. But what caliber do you recommend for a sick of deer? I mean, the shot, depending on the stand, the shot could be anywhere from 50 to 100 yards to 400 or 500 yards. And I want to know what caliber you would use to reach out and touch one at 350, 400 yards. What do you think? I've got the firearms. I just need to know what caliber I should use. Do I go with a lighter magnum, like 257 Weatherby Magnum, 120 grain bullet, or do I go with something that's really going to punch it out there? I've got the 300 Win Mag with 180 grain hand loads that are moving at, you know, screaming at 3,500 feet per second. You know, you tell me. There's such a small animal. I think at 300 yards, you know, there are 400 yards, a 300 would be fine. But I think if, you know, you get something closer, it might be a little overgunned, you know. So what do you think? 410-922-6680. Give me some help. Give me some feedback with the sick of deer and the calibers that you use on that. So we'll throw that out there. Waterfowl season, late waterfowl season coming in next week. A number of folks I know, they're just, you know, chafing at the bit to get out there to hunt geese and ducks. And, you know, I hope to be able to get out there myself also, too, as well. But, oh, first shot of coffee in the morning. Can't beat it. You know, it's been cold. It's been cold, and I've been watching the geese. I've been watching the geese come flying in here. The migrators are just keep coming, and I see geese in the air all the time in my travels. So it's pretty cool to watch that. It may be time next year, see how the nesting goes. It may be time to think about a little higher limit on the Canadas rather than two. What do you think of that? I'm throwing a lot of stuff out here for your opinion there this morning. So, all right, here's what happened this week. I can't even remember the first 2 days of the week, Monday and Tuesday, But let's see. Did I hunt last Saturday? Did we hunt last Saturday? I can't even remember that. I don't think so. Maybe we did. One day we hunted in the ground blind and saw a bunch of deer. And, yeah, I think it was last Saturday. We saw a bunch of deer. We had four bucks working. Did I tell you this? If I did, call me and stop me. We had four different bucks working. We had one big buck. We couldn't really see the size of the rack because it was chasing a doe. And it was in some thick stuff, but it was chasing. It wasn't that far from us, but it was just chasing this doe back and forth, back and forth. And you could tell it had a really nice set of antlers on it. And then we had a 4-point and a 6-point just kind of meander down towards us. And, well, neither one we were going to shoot, neither one of those. And they got into a little scratching contest, and then they started banging, tickling antlers back and forth a little bit. And then we had a nice buck, 8-point, show up on the ridge. He was skylined on the ridge, and we knew there were houses behind him. He was 124 yards, so it would have been an iffy shot anyway with a 20-gauge slug gun. Not impossible, makeable, definitely makeable, but just too close to the houses. Just did not want to take that chance. So Laura was the shooter. I said, look, that deer drops down over that ridge to where it's safe, you know, maybe 80 yards or something like that, and a good backstop. I said, I'll show you where to aim on that deer, and you can take that shot. Well, that was starting to happen. Deer started to drop down over the ridge, and two gunshots went off nearby. Somebody on the other property shot at a couple does, and turned out to be a young kid. Shot at a couple does, and I didn't even know those deer that we had in front of us were coming. We had 10 deer out there, and four of them were bucks, and he had no idea they were coming. So he took a couple shots at some does, and I think he got two does, and that put the bucks on the run in our area. Wednesday, what did happen Wednesday? Oh yeah, Wednesday. Hey, let's talk to John at Chesapeake Outdoors. Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I've called in. You had a question about the calibers for the Sika.
Yeah, go ahead.
The 6.5 Creedmoor? Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that 6.5, that's a 25 caliber, 270-ish, somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, 260-ish.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you like that.
Yeah,
you know, I got a 257 Weatherby mag, and I've got a 270 and a 257 Weatherby mag. Which one do you think?
A 257?
Yeah, 257 Weatherby mag. 120 grain bullet. I've got the 270 with 140 grain.
257.
Go the 257.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I like that. I took my antelope with that at 240 yards, holding dead on, and I took my my doe antelope at that 190 yards with that. So,
yep.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. How are things at Chesapeake Outdoors today?
Pretty good. Getting ready for a big sale today.
Yeah, I'm going to announce that here shortly. But since you're on the air, why don't we talk about it?
Yeah, I'm going to store wide sale 20%.
Okay.
Except for guns and bows and decoys, they'll all be 10%.
Okay. That crossbow's included in that 10%?
That is.
Yeah. Okay, so it's bows, crossbows, and firearms are 10% off. The entire store everywhere else is 20% off?
20%.
You're talking the Under Armour clothing, the Drake clothing, the boots, the waders, what about ammunition?
Yes.
Ammunition, 20%.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? 20% off ammunition and broadheads and all the accessories. I know you have those great Tacticams. They're on 20% off.
They'll be 20% also.
What's the ozone thing called? Ozonics.
Ozonics, yeah.
You got those. How about Bubba Blade knives? Are they going to be 20 off?
20 off Bubba Blades.
20 off Bubba Blades. Muzzle loaders are included in firearms, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, but all the accessories, all the deer scent, all the grunt tubes, what about waterfowl calls?
Waterfowl calls, we can do 20% on those.
20% on waterfowl calls. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. That sounds like a great idea, and I'll give your location here. Well, Kent Island, of course, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Chesapeake Outdoors. But 20% off.
Give people time to get their Christmas presents early.
Oh yeah, man! And if the if the guys are hunting and the ladies want to run down there, they'll see that great selection you have at the store. And you know your staff is great; they take care of everybody down there. So, hey, how was the early waterfowl season with the picking?
It was pretty good. Yeah, a little better than last year.
Good. What do you think the forecast is for next week?
I think it's going to be really good. A lot of geese have definitely showed up.
Yeah. I know. I've been watching those high birds come in all week, and they just keep coming. So I guess the weather's pushing them in.
They're steady coming in.
Yeah. What are you hearing about the ducks? Anything?
No, I haven't seen too many of them, but a bunch of swans showed up too, so that's a good forecast.
I love hearing those swans.
Pulling up north.
Yep, love hearing those swans coming in. You have frozen ponds and such down there this morning or not?
No.
Not yet, huh?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, up here in the North Country, on the other side of the world, over here on the Western Shore, some of the ponds and stuff are frozen up already. So, that comes and goes though with this time of year with the weather. So, all right, buddy. Well, look, we look forward to going down there. Maybe we'll stop by today, either on the way to or from the hunting grounds, and grab something we need for on 20% off.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, John, thanks for the suggestion. 6.5 Creedmoor, huh?
Yes.
That's the one.
Good caliber.
Yeah, it is. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. There goes John from Chesapeake Outdoors. That phone number, by the way, is 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. So I guess we should take a break, shouldn't we, huh? All right. Well, I think we just did the spot for Chesapeake Outdoors, don't you think, Brian? Yeah, I think so. Hey, you know what's coming up? Yep, the Great American Outdoor Show. Celebrate your passion. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Presented by the Outdoor Channel, 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of us here in America. Featuring all your favorite celebrities. The NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert. 3D archery and game calling competitions. The Pyramid Air Gun Range. Seminars from experts on guns and hunting. Fishing demonstrations. It's a 2,500-gallon hog trough. Then there's the Family Fun Zone, featuring interactive displays for kids, Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program, daily contests and prizes. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Now, Clyde Sports Shop. They've been helping me out all year, mounting scopes and cleaning guns and doing all kinds of stuff. They do have a great gunsmithing service. If you're done with deer season for the year and you need some work done on your firearm, we'll get it into Clyde Sports Shop. Your scope screw up on you, drop your gun, break your scope. Well, Clyde's can check all that out with their great gunsmithing service. Now, I mentioned waterfowl season's on its way back. Way back in. You want to get in for the late waterfowl season? Check out the BPS pump shotgun. Comes in all different gauges. It comes in 12 and 10 and 20, even 12 and 20 gauge rifle barrel deer models available. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating. Yep, that sheds that salt water. You still got to clean your gun, of course. But the auto loader for waterfowl hunting perfection. That would be the Maxxis, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. A new power drive gas system reduces recoil. If you like a gas gun, that's a good one. And if you like a recoil-operated semi-automatic, I would recommend, again, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, ergo-balanced. Yeah, that's right. It's the A5. All from Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, don't forget the A-Bolt 3 high-powered rifle is $100 rebate on that firearm. for deer hunting. You can check that out, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
If you enjoy deer, turkey, and waterfowl hunting, they've got the woods. If fishing or crabbing is your passion, the waters are right there. Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground and RV Park in Somerset County is the outdoorsman's quiet, private place to get away from the crowd. Thousands of acres of public hunting lands are nearby. Pocomoke and Tangier Sounds offer the best fishing on the Chesapeake. You are within minutes of a full-service marina, boat ramp, and a popular restaurant. Chrisfield, Ocean City, Assateague, and Chincoteague are only a short drive away. All campsites at Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground have public water and sewage. Electric hookups are available. To reserve your spot for this hunting season or next fishing season, call 410-591-4027 or visit the website cwawc.com for Chesapeake Woods and Waters Campground. That's 410-591-4027.
Now, you can hear 3 hours of The Great One, Mark Levin, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star bell buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
All right, let's go. Hey, Chuck, how you doing up there in Hampstead?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Alan.
Good.
Actually, I'm on my way up to Emmitsburg going deer hunting this morning.
Are you? Yeah. How was your season so far, buddy?
Not that great. I got a one during and then just shot a doe yesterday. And I gave that to the property owner. He wanted a small one so he can make a couple pieces of bologna.
Sure, nothing wrong with that.
So yep. I'm going out today, and then I'll be out Monday with my crossbow again.
Yep, I donated that buck I shot Thursday a week ago from Cecil County to FHFH. And, yeah, I did. You know, and we've been promoting a doe harvest challenge here, you know, with the idea of increasing the doe harvest here in Maryland to, you know, help the landowners and farmers and things like that. And that's one thing. But people, you know, fail to realize you shoot a buck and, you know, you got your freezer full. Feel free to shoot a buck because you can. FHFH takes them, too.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I need one more deer to fill my freezer.
Well, there you go. Today's the day.
I hope so.
Yeah. Today's the day. So, yep, we were out Wednesday. We had moved to ground blind and to another location, and we just wanted to try it, see how it worked out. We did see four deer. We didn't have anything come in range, although, you know, we've had deer work that area and know they're there, but man, windy. You talk about windy on Wednesday. Holy moly! So,
yeah, this one I got yesterday came. I sit on the property line between the property that I hunt and the neighbor's property.
Yeah,
and deer came off the neighbor's property behind my blind, and it walked within 10 feet of my blind.
Well, why?
And they even stopped and looked at me.
Nice. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Well, no, I let it go out, get out about 35 yards because it went to turn broadside.
Oh, that's the idea. Yep. Good for you, man. Good for you. Congratulations. So, are you, Chuck, are you hunting in a wheelchair or?
No, I had the stroke. I just had to.
I know, but I've seen you. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't use a wheelchair.
Okay. You just got to take it easy getting in and out of the blind, right?
Yeah, when there's other people up here, I usually tell them, I'm going to go ahead and start because you catch me on the way in.
Yeah.
So. And go past me, actually. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I just take my time walking in, and once I get in the blind, I'm fine.
Gotcha. All right, Chuck. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Hey, Ben, don't speak yet. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you, Chuck.
Hey.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Good man there, Chuck Spoor. Okay, let's talk to Kirk in Baltimore. Hey, Kirk.
Hello. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Now that I can't be out there anymore, and I look back on all the years, and something I realized, and I wanted to see if it was the same for you. From the time I was a little boy, when I knew I would be going fishing the next day, I mean, I couldn't sleep the night before. I'd have all my tackle spread out, cleaning it again and again. And I realized then, as I'm the age that I am now, that it was the anticipation was such a great part of fishing, of just looking for you're going to be on the water, and that each time there was going to be that next cast was going to be that fish of a lifetime. And it was why it took me so long to realize that the anticipation was such a large part of everything. Was it the same for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and and my dad was in the bathroom. He's sitting on the throne. I walked in. I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, I'm like, I don't know, 10, 9, 10. He goes, "We're going fishing." I said, "Can I go?" "No, guys are going." I started to cry. Dad went fishing with the guys, you know, often. Took me more often than he went with the guys. But, you know, you look back and go, yeah, Dad wouldn't get away with the guys, and that's okay. And, you know, but... Yeah, he wasn't taking me, and I was upset. But yeah, Kirk, I got to tell you, I still get all my stuff laid out. I still have trouble sleeping at night, going, you know, deer hunting or fishing or something like that. And I got to tell you, it is the anticipation. You know, I just enjoy it. Now, I'm taking Jacob today. Of course, I had to get up and do the show. But last night I said, you know, it's going to be a long day tomorrow. I don't want to sit up and watch some mindless television show. I feel tired. I went to bed last night at 7:45 and slept till 4 o'clock this morning. Without waking up once. That's a record for me, 8 hours to get, you know, that kind of sleep. But I'm so jacked up about going and picking up Jacob and driving down to Dorchester County and getting in the stand with him today, because it's not just me, you know, loving the experience. It's his first time, you know, in the blind waiting for sick of deer.
I'm glad that you say that, because I was thinking, well, there must be something wrong with me with the way I am.
No.
Was just, and the fact that it took me such a long time to realize that was such a large part of it. It wasn't just being on the water. It was looking forward that you're going to be that you're going to be there.
Yeah.
And I listened to your show.
You rearrange your tackle box 15 times.
I listened to your show when you had the individual talking about the muskies out there in Western Maryland, and I just didn't feel up to calling in to asking him some questions. But it's just that when it's important that you get to listen to your show each week. I wish you were on more than once a week.
Well, let me tell you about John Mulliken when he called. Was that last week? He was on?
Yes.
Yeah, last week. John Mulliken and Matt Sell. Matt Sell's a biologist for Western Maryland. He's a brook trout specialist, but he has his own northern pike tagging program on Deep Creek Lake. And we got to fish with Matt, I think, the end of October. And I think three of the northern pike that I caught, two or three of them, are tagged and swimming in Deep Creek Lake, which is kind of cool. But every now and then I'll get a picture from Matt with a big northern pike. And the last one he sent me was well over 40 inches long, well over 20 pounds. But Matt Sell and John Mulliken, our guest last week, after the show, got together and went fishing and landed three and lost three muskies on the Potomac last Saturday.
Unbelievable.
So when I talk about fall fishing in Maryland and talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge and say these fish are available, trust me, they're available. They're out there, you know, just getting the right day. They caught the river on the rise, you know, before it got, you know, the rain had started to fill the river up a little bit. The flow had been pretty low and clear, but they caught it right on that inflow when it was just a little stained. And they had a perfect musky afternoon, so...
And when you say that, it makes me feel especially bad, because that was the one fish I've never caught.
I never
tangled with a muskie.
I know. Don't mean to make you feel bad. We never caught any either. I caught one 15 inches out of High Point Lake up in Somerset County. 15 inch muskie. That was my top. But my dad fooled around with one in Lake Somerset on a big live. I don't know if it was a sucker or chub or what it was, but he fooled around with one and had it come back and take his, and he could not get the hook set on it. The thing grabbed a chub or sucker or whatever we were fishing with, I think three times, and he just couldn't make it happen. You know, it was awesome to watch. But some of the times those pike are up close and personal. You know that when they follow your bait in. And
I say those memories are really my family can't understand how I get so charged just when I talk about it and try to explain things. I think they just humor me, and they just don't understand.
Let me say this publicly: if you want to find a good home for that pike someday, you let me know.
I promise I will. And your producer asked if I wanted to be in the contest, and I said sure. And if I were to win that shotgun, I'd like your little grandson to have a to have that. So we'll see what happens when you have the drawing.
I appreciate that, Kirk. And you know, it's all random. We can't say, you know, what'll happen.
Oh, I know.
But we appreciate that offer. That's for sure.
So, Kirk, so you have a nice holiday.
All right,
I'll be listening to you.
I'll be talking to you.
All
thanks,
right.
Kirk. Appreciate the call. Bye bye. There he goes. Man, I tell you, I like hearing from Kirk. Good man. Good man with a good heart. And he loves his big northern pike. So, and Mako sharks. We know that. All right. I do remember what happened Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, I'll take a break here shortly. Monday and Tuesday. Was in Frederick Sunday. Came home Monday morning. Took the dog out for a walk. The dog went out and did her thing. Brought her home. Went in the house. She drank and drank and drank and drank and didn't stay down. And I tried to feed her, and she wouldn't eat. And drank and drank and drank, didn't stay down, wouldn't eat. 3 or 4 times. I said, okay, we got something going on here. Called the vet, said, hey, you better hold the food and hold the water tonight, bring her in tomorrow. I said, okay. So brought her the next day. Again, no water, no food. Gave her a little water on Tuesday morning. It didn't stay down. Took her to the vet and x-rayed her, found something that they didn't like. Said, we got to go in. I said, all right, go in. Found that she had tried, back in the summer, she chewed up one of these orange, I don't know if it's a floating bone or whatever it is, but it's a kind of a chewy rubber, hard rubber bone, an orange one. Not a rubber, but more of a kind of a plastic thing. Chewed the thing up, and we'd never found the knuckle end. You know what a knuckle is, right? The knuckle end of the bone. We'd never found it. Well, Maisie had eaten the knuckle. Apparently for months, this thing was floating around in her belly. She tried to pass it. It got lodged coming out of her belly into her gut, and it got lodged right next to her liver and pancreas ducts where the bile duct comes out, and it jammed all that stuff up, which caused her to then get jaundiced. So emergency surgery, of course, took that out, stitched her up. The tissue was really, really fragile in there. It was such an area where they couldn't do a resection. They had to very carefully stitch everything, and she was in the doggy hospital. She's in the doggy hospital today. She didn't eat from Sunday night till yesterday morning. She started to eat. She started to feel more like herself. I went last night, visited her, took her out, and she seems to be on the mend pretty well. So we're very thankful to those of you who lifted up our little dog Maisie, well, big yellow 75-pound lab, in your prayers. And Maisie is on the mend. I bring her home today. So that's cool. Very cool. All right. We got Carl Bowley's Quarters. You're going to have to hold on a little bit because we got to take a break. I got to tell the folks about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's right. Your fishing licenses are on sale, by the way. They make a great Christmas present. Even the books are out in the hands of the retailer. So the Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway for 2015. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Late fall is a great time to hit the freshwater streams, the lakes, and the rivers as all manner of fish load up on calories for winter. Trout fishing in the west, walleyes and northern pike and muskies, largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river systems and local impoundments. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish out there, too. All you need to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland award size fish, certify your catch at an angler award center and enter online, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater on the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for an angler award. So stop by your local angler award center, check the fishing rule book, visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Well, I sure hope so. Hey, Celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, ATVs, hunting and fishing retailers and guides, and much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions. Featuring all your favorite celebrities, of course. The NRA Country Jam with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square live in concert. 3D archery and game calling competitions. Pyramid Air air gun range. Seminars from the experts on guns and huntings. Fishing demonstrations at the 2,500-gallon hog trough. The Family Fun Zone featuring interactive displays for kids. The Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program. Daily contests and prizes, and tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, O-R-G. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 7th through the 15th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dew drop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
All right. Carl Bowley's quarters, and up next it'll be Bob in Greensburg. Good morning, Carl. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you, bud?
Good. What's going on?
I just wanted to call you and tell you we've so far had a pretty successful hunting season, me and my son.
Well, good, good. Got some deer, did you?
Yeah, Carl got a spike an early muzzleloader.
Yeah.
And then I harpooned one finally, a doe.
Yeah, good for you.
Between the gun seasons. And then last Saturday, Matthew got a, I got about a 6-point buck, about 14 inches high.
Wow, that's nice.
High, wide, but, you know,
yeah,
not a lot of points on it.
It's all right.
It's not a good look at the man. Did it have fat on it? Woo.
Oh, yeah, they're fat right now. I'm telling you what, the fat is unbelievable on the deer this year. It's going to be a cold winter. Trust me.
Yeah, we cut it up last night.
Yep.
He had a lot of fat on him.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Don't eat that stuff. That tastes bad.
Oh, so, no.
No.
Hey, got a question for you.
All right.
The man that owns the property.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He let us go up there, and we enjoyed ourselves, and he's got a nice, you know, shooting house set up. And
right.
He was in the shooting house yesterday and had 7 bear on his corn pile.
Now,
that bears are supposed to be sleeping now.
Now, wait a minute. What county are you in?
It was up in McHenry.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, 7 bear. That, yeah, they are supposed to be sleeping. But not quite. It's a little bit early, just a little bit early. I would say by the end of the month they're probably going to be denned. That's why they're all feeding. They're packing on the fat for winter.
I didn't know they even ate corn. But they.
Oh, my. That's part of the problem up there in western Maryland. What a bear will do is a bear will get in a cornfield, and he'll sit down. And he'll just sweep all the corn he can reach in all directions into him. And then he'll move a few feet, and he'll just keep sweeping the rows of corn down. It's not like they go in and, you know, pick an ear off and run away like a raccoon does, or they climb the stalk and break it down and take a few kernels like a squirrel does. They'll tear down row after row after row of corn.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very tough on the corn crop up there. Probably worse than deer.
Well, I was sleeping in the Lazy Boy on the porch.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I heard something walking around. I couldn't see nothing, but now I know what I heard walking around.
Yeah, you won't see them. You won't see them. My first bear hunting experience, the first night in the stand in New Brunswick, I smelled the bear coming. I could, you know, he was upwind from me. I smelled him. I smelled him 3 different times, and everything got very, very quiet. I didn't see a thing. But right behind me, Carl, let me finish, right behind me, I heard, I could hear him sniffing me.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw him. He was that close, I could hear him sniffing me, but didn't see him.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
It's scary.
A little bit, but that's all right. All right, brother, there's more to that story, but I'm not going to tell it right now, so.
All right, man.
All right, Carl, thanks for the
Good
call.
Luck today.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it. See you. Bye-bye. Bob in Greensboro.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going sick of deer hunting today. I can't wait.
I've already been, and I'm going again.
Yeah. Have you been successful?
No, I have not.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm not.
Now, you'll verify that they taste pretty good, right?
They do taste pretty good, yes. They say. They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's on your mind?
We're Taylor's Island at the moment.
Oh, good for yeah. There's a lot of deer down there in Taylor's Island. I see them down there all the time. Yep.
Yeah, they see them going out the driveway in and out of the driveway all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And then you sit and stand for 8 hours and
there you are. Well,
yeah.
Or
yeah. And then when you go out at night and go get something to eat, you see them in the driveway again.
That's right.
Yeah. I know how that works. Yep.
How's your season going?
Good. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I took a nice 8-point Thursday a week ago up in Cecil County. Yeah, I'm not bragging. This is just fact. I'm not bragging. I took the 8-point with my dad's gun, my dad's rifle. Shot a button buck in muzzleloader season in the stand with my grandson. He killed the big doe, and I shot the fawn. Didn't know it was a button at the time. That was with the muzzleloader.
That's me. That's me all over the place.
Button Buck Bob, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Button Buck Bob.
Yeah. Shot a doe with a shotgun on a management hunt in Howard County. Shot an 8-point with a crossbow in Montgomery County. Shot a doe with a compound bow in Montgomery County.
You're all over.
I'm everywhere. I'm spread out like, non-specific weapon, you know?
That's okay, though.
I don't specialize in anything. I use the tool that I want to use for the job.
Correct.
You know, so I don't know if I'll take.
We're gonna see how we need today.
Yeah. Well, my grandson's using. My grandson. I called him last night. He won a 257 Weatherby at an elk banquet, and I put a Leopold on it.
Won a 257 Weatherby at an elk.
Yeah, he did. No. Yeah, he's won 3 guns at Rocky Mountain elk banquets so far. Yeah, he's.
Really?
Yeah, I. Yeah. Anyway, I took the 257 to Wyoming and killed 2 pronghorn with it. And I called him last night. I said, look, you want to use Mum's rifle? I said, it's a little short stock 270 Ruger that he's killed 4 of his bucks with, all 4 bucks with. And he's killed 2 wow. does with muzzleloader. Okay. And I said, or do you want to use your own gun, your 257? Because I want to use Mum's rifle. I said, okay, good. Yeah. So he's taking Mum's rifle for his first sick of deer hunt. That did my heart good. I'll probably take my 270. You know, I've killed a few sick of deer with it. I'll probably take that again. I don't know. I'm torn between that and a 300. So.
Have a good time.
Well, I will. You know, here's the deal, Bob. You've hunted him. I'm sitting in the marsh. I have an opportunity to shoot one at 350 or even 500 yards. So I'm thinking that the 300's probably going to be my better bet to anchor one at that distance. What do you think?
Right. It's probably better for that distance, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if I shoot one at 100 yards with it, which I've done on whitetails, I mean, it'll be fine. Little overkill for, sick at 40 yards.
300, yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, well.
What the heck?
Hey, they don't run usually, so.
No, they don't.
All right, brother.
We drop.
Yep. You have a great day.
A good day.
You do the same. Thanks.
I'll do it.
See ya. Bye.
Talk to you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. All right. So, what else happened this week? Let's see. Very little time. However, okay, Monday and Tuesday, dealing with the dog. The Affordable Care Act and its regulations canceled my health insurance that I've had for 8 years, so I had to do new health insurance. So, all online crap, which I hate. I got that done. Okay. Wednesday, meeting in Annapolis with the chairman of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, Senator Astell, who is in Argentina today, by the way, bird shooting. Senator Astell and a group of us, mostly waterfowl guys, Guides and Outfitters Association, and others, met to talk about strict liability. Strict liability is, of course, dealing with baiting, and we are working to craft legislation to deal with strict liability for migratory bird hunters here in Maryland. It simply means that you're guilty until proven innocent if you're charged with baiting in a waterfowl or migratory bird hunting situation. You heard me. Guilty until proven innocent. You don't have to intend to bait. You just have to be there. And it's up to the NRP to determine whether or not the area is baited. So if you're hunting waterfowl in a cornfield, well, NRP could roll in and say, this field's baited. All you all are guilty of baiting. Pretty simple. And you've got no defense because they don't have to prove intent. You're just there. So you are indeed guilty until proven innocent. So we met with Senator Beitzel. We've crafted the legislation. The legislation has been put in place, and it will hit the General Assembly on the first day of session. So that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition is doing. Number one of the things that we're doing. And so we're just reaching out to anybody who's listening who might be a waterfowl hunter. Go to mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and join. It's free. Now, the other thing is, we only ask for voluntary contributions. and nobody in the organization gets paid. We do have a contract with our advocate in Annapolis, and we have to pay him. That's the one person that gets paid. We need to support that. All y'all could help us support that, if you would. Anybody who makes a contribution, and some of you who have already gotten your tickets, between now and December 23rd, we have a drawing. And you could win a waterfowl hunt for you and two others, a three-man waterfowl hunt with Sean Mann Outdoors on the Eastern Shore. That's first prize. Second prize is your choice of 25-06, CVA muzzleloader, or a turkey shotgun from Mossberg. So all three of those firearms, you're going to get your choice of whichever one you want. So that's second prize. Anybody who contributes $20 or more gets a ticket. The tickets are $20 a piece or three for $50. All the information is available on mdhuntingcoalition.org. You can go to the donate page and use the PayPal account. You can send a check. The address is P.O. Box 451 Sykesville 21784. That's 451 Sykesville 21784, Maryland Hunting Coalition. We appreciate your voluntary support. We're working for all hunters in Maryland. Right now, it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe. We'll see you next hour.